No man can lose what he never had. No man can lose what he never had. People who win sweepstakes, people who gain great blessings in their life, and then they don't appreciate them, they sort of fade away. Because these great blessings that come into our life, if we do not appreciate them, if we do not realize that they're ours, they fade away, because we really never had them. The only things that we ever have in our life are the things that we delight in, the things that sparkle us, the things that make us happy, that make us feel wonderful and glad and glorious and feel that everything is worthwhile. But if we feel that we're losing something, if we have the love of a person that means so much to us and we lose their love, we have the sunrise that comes up and we don't enjoy it. We don't look at it and say, wow, what a great sunrise. And all of the other things that come into our life, if we don't look at them, if we don't realize that we have them, then truly, we never had them. And so, how could you ever lose something you never had? It's up to us to begin today to make every day a wonderful day for ourselves. This morning I woke up bright and early and I thought, what is that noise? Is that my answering phone telling me that someone wants to get my attention? And I checked out my answering phone and it was nothing there. Then about 10 minutes later, it went on again and I wondered what that was. And I looked and checked. And then, a little while later, it went on again. And I thought, am I intuitively thinking that Ellen wants to talk to me and that I should go over to her house and say, Ellen, may I help you? So I went over there, and Ellen was not awake yet. Her kittens had not awakened her yet. She was sound asleep and having a very lovely dream. So I said, sorry. She said, that's all right, just about my time to get up anyhow. So she got up, and I went back to my house. And as I was in my house, I was sort of walking around doing the things that I do in the morning, and I kept hearing a voice saying something to me. And when I got close to my computer, I sat at the computer for a little while, just quietly listening, and then the voice came on. It says, time to recharge your battery. My goodness sakes, time to recharge my battery. So I went through all of the battery-operated devices that I have on my desk, and all of them seemed to be doing quite nicely. And it came on loud, like it was coming over a speaker, time to recharge your battery. So I looked and looked, and then I went on to other things, and I came back each time I heard it. And then I thought, here I have this little jawbone speaker, portable speaker, and I haven't used it for quite a while. I'm sitting at my desk, just a little thing, not more than about 2 by 1 by 2 by 6 inches long, just a little thing. And so I listened to it when the noise came on the next time, time to charge your battery. And lo and behold, this little box was saying, if you want to run this program on battery, you better recharge it. So I stuck the plug in, and lo and behold, the little red light started flickering on and off. It was charging. And now it's been some half hour since I did that, and I haven't heard it's time to charge your battery again. So I apparently am charging the right battery. It's interesting how our life goes on. You cannot lose something you never had. And I had that battery, and it was losing its charge because I wasn't using it. I wasn't using the little speaker because I was using all sorts of other speakers and doing all sorts of other beautiful things at my desk. And this little device had a built-in speaker that says, Hey, your battery is getting low. It's time to recharge your battery. If you want this thing to function for you, it's time to recharge it. Because when you want to use it, it's not going to have any juice in it. It's going to just have all fittered away because it wants to be recharged. And so, if I didn't use it, if I didn't recharge it, it would have been lost to me. And then I would have plugged it in and thought, hey, what's the matter with this thing here? Why doesn't it work? Well, because I didn't charge the battery. All of our life is like that. All of our life is filled with great adventures, great experiences. But no man can lose what he does not have. And so if I don't charge my battery, I don't have that battery available to me. I don't have that little speaker box available to me. If I walk around and I don't have my earplugs in or something and I want to listen to something, I don't have it there. And it works directly on my telephone. It works on everything I could ever want it to do. It's quite a nice little affair, but it needs to have attention. If I don't use it, I lose it. This is as it is with all things in our life. This is how it is with all things. No man can lose what he never had. And you don't have that power. Now, one day we will have that power. We will think our thought, and the power of our thought will generate any power that we need to accomplish any goal we have. But at the moment, we're still at that level of consciousness where we need an outside power to power our batteries and get our things going beautifully and well. All of us have this privilege, all of us have this opportunity to have things go well for us if we want it. But we have to make that choice. We have to make that decision for ourselves. Do we really want it to go well for ourselves? And if we want things to go well for ourselves, then we have to polish it and use it. An athlete who does not polish his training as an athlete soon loses it. And you say, yeah, but he can build it up again by training again. And that's true. He can build it up again by training again. But the thing is, he loses it because he never had it. When the true athlete realizes that his genius, his ability to be an athlete, his ability to run or to jump or play ball or do whatever he's doing, is all in his head. And he does everything in his head. And our bodies are not demanding that we train them, that we exercise them to have them do wonderful things. Our bodies do wonderful things because it's their nature to do that. They have always had that, but we don't realize that. We tell ourselves we have to exercise to have that power. We have to exercise to do that. And yet there are many people who do not exercise, but when they want to play a game, when they want to do something, they instantly turn on that mental apparatus inside of them that says, I am playing this game. And every muscle of their body, every sinew of their body, every attitude of their mind is in harmony with playing that game and playing it well and playing it by the rules and playing it with joy and harmony and peace. And that's what we have. So if we never had it, we can't lose it. And if we had it, if we have that genius within us that knows how to play the games, we don't need to think that we've lost anything. We just go and play. We go and do the wonderful things that we can do, and they are marvelous. Every one of us has this ability within us. Every one of us has this understanding within us, and no man can lose what he never had. So if you think you're losing something, you never had it. But if you think you have it, and you know in your heart you have it, and you know in your soul you have it, and you know in your being you have it, and you just are a natural for doing it, then you are a natural for doing it. The great chess masters do not become great chess masters by their practice. They become great chess masters because they say they are great, and they just apply the rules of the game. And the rules of the game are not that difficult. The rules of the game are not that tough. It's just a matter that when we live our lives by the rules of the game at all times, we live a happy, fulfilled, rewarding, uplifting, wonderful life. And we find that we never really lose it. Once you learn how to ride a bicycle, you never lose it. Once you learn how to do anything, you never lose it. So it seems like we should practice. Should is an interesting word. But we can practice knowing that we know. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows all. And as we practice this, that inner wisdom, that inner genius, that inner self that always knew, that could never lose it, comes to the fore, and we do wonderfully well in everything we do. Practice that today in you, in me. And it's a wonderful game to play, and it's a wonderful game to win. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.